first item of old business is subdivision 2023-01, Anchors Run Expansion. Mr. Whitehouse, I believe this is just on the agenda to announce the closing of the record.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman, and I can confirm, included in your paperless packet, I counted 12 additional comments that have been submitted since the commission announced receipt of those documents on October 9th. Plus, there is a letter from the applicant, and all of it is in your paperless packet. So.
Okay, and with that, the record is closed.
Thank you.
Our next item is subdivision 2023-03, Chow Farm, the Estuary Phase 6.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Robinson's going to read a motion into the record on my behalf.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mears. Before we do that, just a bit of explanation on this one. Recall that during the public hearing, there was some conversation about whether there should be, interconnectivity between this subdivision, this roughly 20-acre subdivision, and the existing estuary subdivision next door. And we went back and looked at the subdivision, the recorded final site plan next door, and there's a cul-de-sac that's near the property line, but the right-of-way doesn't extend to the property line, and there's actually a vegetated buffer that's there as well. So there's, despite perhaps best intentions, there's not something to actually connect to on the other side. And Mr. Wheatley and I had this conversation because I think we were probably the only two that were here at the time the estuary came through. It's sort of a lesson learned. There wasn't any provision for future interconnectivity provided within the existing estuary subdivision. But really, the other factor is, we don't necessarily have jurisdiction over that other subdivision to require changes on it. So that actually impacts a couple things. One, that impacts the interconnectivity. The other, the applicant had proffered some revisions or, I guess, expansions of its amenities within the existing estuary. I think there was the pool house and the clubhouse and some other things. For the same reason, we can't include that emotion on this subdivision because they're technically two different separate subdivisions. They would, hopefully they'll continue to do what they talked about doing, I guess, with the neighbors. They'll have to come back in for a revised amenity plan within the estuary. So I just wanted to get that on the record so that everybody kind of understood where we are on that. So the motion is that the commission grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2023-03 for Shoal Farm Estuary Phase 6 based upon the record made in the public hearing and for the following reasons. Excuse me. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a 45-lot clustered subdivision within the AR1 zone. Although this is a separate subdivision, it is essentially an expansion of the estuary, and it will be subject to the estuary's HOA and covenants, and it will share the amenities with the estuary. This expansion of the estuary has been approved by at least 51% of the lot owners within the estuary. Three, the applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum lot area of 7,500 square feet, as permitted within the coastal area. Four, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 45 lots on 20.59 acres. This results in a density that is less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. Five, approximately 41% of the site will remain as open space. Six, this expansion of the estuary will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or area roadways. It is consistent with other residential development in the area. Seven, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has favorably addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Eight, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Nine, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision. And 10, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 45 lots within the subdivision, and at least 41% of the site shall remain as open space. B, the lot owners shall be members of the estuary HOA responsible for the maintenance of streets, road buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. D, there shall be a forested and or vegetated meadow buffer strip that is at least 30 feet wide along the perimeter of the subdivision adjacent to the land of other ownership in accordance with section 99-5 of the subdivision ordinance. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar to vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development. And the final site plan shall identify the limits of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. E, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of the streets in the site. In addition, there shall be pedestrian and bicycle connections provided to the existing estuary development next to the subdivision. F, all recreational amenities in the estuary shall be available for the use of homeowners within this expansion area. G, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system. H, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. I, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. J, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographic Information Office. K, site work deliveries and construction shall only occur on the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. L is required for the estuary. The restrictive covenants and final site plan for the subdivision must include the agricultural use protection notice and the wetlands notice. They also should include, or shall include, a notice that hunting activities occur on neighboring and adjacent properties, and they must prohibit the use of off-road ATV-type vehicles on the property other than by the homeowners association or its designee for maintenance. M, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided, the preservation of all buffer areas, and the forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. N, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. O, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And last but not least, P, a final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
You're welcome.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2023-03 Shaw Farms, the Estuary Phase 6, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
I abstain from this.
Okay, let the record show that Ms. Wingate is abstaining. Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion.
Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
The chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is a conditional use number 2454 H&K Group LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to defer conditional use 2454 H&K Group LLC.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2454 H&K Group LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the change of zone number 2022 Holdren LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 2022 for Holdren LLC for a change in zone from MR medium density residential to AR1 agricultural residential based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is currently a large lot. The applicant is requesting this change in zone to AR1 so that a conditional use can be sought to allow the applicant to store boats associated with its business on the property. The primary use of the property will remain residential. This type of conditional use is not possible in the MR1 zoning district. Two, downzoning this property to AR1 is consistent with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan and its future land use map. Three, the purpose of this downsizing is to enable a conditional use for the off-season storage of watercraft and boats associated with the applicant's business. There will not be any public access, and the use will not have an adverse impact on the neighborhood. The applicant will continue to reside on the property and the storage use will be a passive use in the off season. Four, should the conditional use not be approved or should it expire, the AR1 zoning will remain in place, which is a less intensive zoning district than the MR district. Five, there was no opposition to this application. Six, for all these reasons, the rezoning of this property from MR to AR1 is appropriate.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 2022 Holdren LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and
conditions. Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
The chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2528 Holdren LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend an approval of conditional use number 2528 for Holdren LLC for indoor storage of boats and watercraft within the AR1 district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant operates a boat and watercraft rental business in Dewey Beach. The applicant seeks approval for this conditional use to allow the indoor storage of its watercraft and boats in the off-season at its residential property along Conley's Chapel Road. Two, the applicant's family will continue to reside at the property and the indoor storage will occur in an existing pole building at the rear of the property. This is an appropriate, convenient location that addresses the need for off-site storage of the applicant's boats and watercraft. Three, the applicant has stated that there will be no public access to the facility. Also, the facility will only create traffic at the beginning or ending of each summer season when the boats and watercraft are hauled in or out of the water. As a result, the use will not have a substantial impact upon area roadways. Four, the project with the conditions and stipulations imposed on it will not have an adverse impact upon the neighboring properties or community. Five, tourism is a significant part of the Sussex County economy, and the boat and watercraft rental business promotes tourism. As a result, the use of, as a boat and watercraft storage facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of residents and visitors to this area of Sussex County. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Seven, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the storage of boats and watercraft associated with the applicant's rental business. No other storage of vehicles, boats, watercraft, or equipment shall occur on the site. B, the facility shall not be accessible to the public. C, any maintenance or repair activities shall only occur indoors with all fluids disposed of properly. D, any security lighting shall be shielded downward screen so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, the use shall be subject to any DLDOT requirements regarding the entrance and roadway improvements necessary to provide access to the site. F, no hazardous materials or fuel shall be stored on the property other than what may be in the tanks of boats and watercraft located on the site. G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2528 Holdren LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mayors?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins? Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0.